humility finally arrived at the New York Times. And we're not going to mock them for it. We're actually encouraged by their ability to step into someone else's shoes for once. The professional class is finding itself wondering, maybe the Texas oil worker isn't a bigot. Maybe the Ohio truck driver with a Trump bumper sticker just likes his trade policies. What if the deplorable store clerk in Arkansas is tired of being robbed? What if we're the problem? What if our snobby attitudes, our exclusive tribes, and our globalist policies are damaging the working class and turning everybody off? Hey, it's Jesse Waters from Fox News Channel. Hope to see you at my Ag Night on November 2nd. It's going to be a night you will not want to miss.
That is the man coming to town and the man that's bringing him in, Jason Scott, JCS Marketing. Welcome in, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Are you kind of now the Bill Graham presents of politics, is it?
I wish.
Well, hey, Jesse's a big name, especially getting that bump up, right? I mean, a lot of people see him now. And he really doesn't have trouble saying how he feels, does he?
No, he's a pretty straight shooter. I think that's why Fox News decided to make him co-host.
Well, he's going to be coming out here, and it's called My Ag Night. And Jason with JCS Marketing. Let's go back. I said, are you an original West Coast nut? And that's his magazine title. We'll get to that in a minute. He said, yes. Give us a little GPS going backwards on you. Born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised in the Central Valley in Sanger, California. So go Apaches. Grown up in the valley around farming, the farming community. And, as we were talking earlier, ag just has a way of pulling you back in and keeping you around. So I'm a native to California and to the valley. And so I'm proud to be bringing this event to my home, the Central Valley.
And there is so much to talk about. And my whole life, I've always known that all life depends on ag. But when I came back again for a second tour of the valley, the statement of all jobs depend on ag. And when you look at the numbers out there, I have Ryan Jacobson in from the Farm Bureau in, and he throws the numbers out, and it's really staggering. And I always say to people, I don't think we realize. I sent him a picture. Somebody sent me from Buffalo of a kind of upscale kind of fruit vegetable kind of store, and it had written on the chalkboard all fancy, San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah,
like that has a name to it. People are like, oh, that's really where it comes from.
Yeah, made in California, right? We love it. We love it. We need more of that across the nation and across the globe. People, the average person doesn't really understand that. The last statistic I saw, it said that California agriculture was a $51 billion industry. So, I mean, we're doing a lot for California. We're doing a lot for the nation and for the global community.
Now, My Ag Night is going to be Thursday, November 2nd. It starts at 4, a social mixer, a trade show, a dinner from 6 to 7. And then, as you heard, the keynote speaker, Fox primetime anchor Jesse Waters here. And I read your cause, Jason. It's to unite ag leaders and conservative communities across California. Now, it's been a challenging year for ag. It's been a late year. We're talking with Ryan Jacobson about the crops and how cool it was out there. It's been challenging, even though the numbers have been good. Still very challenging.
Absolutely. It's been a challenging year. I've been in agriculture for a long time, and we've always had challenges. But, this has been a seasonably late year. We've got some financial challenges. We've got a lot of regulatory challenges. Agriculture is at war to try to hold on and try to continue to grow and continue to be effective for our state, for our communities, and for our industry. And so the idea behind this is to kind of put a lot of that stuff aside and celebrate what's good, right? The vision behind this event is I wanted to put the two things I love together, which is America and the farming community. And so this is a celebration of both of those worlds, where we can have a safe place where we can come together. And it's not just for, a tree nut grower or a vegetable grower. It's for all agricultures, no matter what your commodity is. It's an opportunity for us to come together.
Now, with the trade show concept, down at the Ag Festival down there, I've seen some of the high-tech stuff. And I'm like, Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, the farmer's son can be like, Dad, I'm going to sleep in. Yeah, okay, go ahead, right? I mean, things that were never said in ag because they're going to be controlling themselves out there, some of this machinery. Doesn't it fascinate you what they're coming up with?
Oh, it's totally fascinating. It's just changed so much in the short time, the 15, nearly 20 years I've been in agriculture and watched things change. And I think we're on the brink of a lot of more change coming in with AI and with technology as rapidly as it's changing and expanding. We're going to see a lot more automation. Growers, because of some of the hardships and finances, we're going to have to do things differently. We're going to have to look at alternatives to labor and how to farm smarter with better nutrition and using the right amounts of fertility and chemicals. And so we're at a really exciting time, but it's also a really challenging time where we're having to really sit back and take a look at, you know, what the future looks like and how we grow something a little bit smarter than we have in the past and being better stewards of our land. You know, the government and other regulatory organizations are watching us closely and are trying to restrict.
They're droning you.
Yes, they're droning.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but absolutely, this trade show is going to offer some great opportunities to look at, you know, technologies and how to really kind of maximize opportunities on your farm. And it's not just going to be for one type of commodity. We'll have different irrigation opportunities. We'll have different types of vendors. Bringing Jesse out is kind of bringing a different crew of exhibitors than we've had in the past with some of our past events.
Well, looking forward to it. This event's Thursday, November 2nd, and I look and I go, oh, that's still a ways. Now, it goes so quick, doesn't it? And these tickets are going to go quick. You go to myaglife.com, myaglife.com, correct? I just want to make sure I'm doing it all right.
Absolutely, myaglife.com/myagnite.
MyAgnite. See, I knew. Why did I have a feel that I didn't do that correctly? Yeah. MyAgLife.com/MyAgNight. And it's going to be November 2nd. It's going to start at 4. Jesse Waters, Fox Prime Time Anchor, is going to be talking at 7 o'clock. And whether you are a small-time person, a big-time person, a middle-time person, how much acreage and all, right now I just heard Jason use the word that I hear many in ag say. You use the word at war. You know, and I know you're not out there shooting government drones out of the sky, but, man, with it would be like being an Olympic runner and somebody hits you in the shin with an anvil every day and says, go win with the water restrictions and all the water wars that have gone on. That would deflate so many people. I don't know if I could handle it. It's like being a teacher with 40 kids in the class. Honorable profession, but it gets to a point where you're just making it so difficult.
Absolutely. It is a true challenge, but it's also a true honor. And
it's a love, right?
It's a love and a passion. So it's not for the faint of heart for sure, but it's rewarding, and we love what we do, and we'll fight to the end.
Well, hey, that's what it's all about. Let's hear Jesse Waters again here, huh?
Humility finally arrived at the New York Times, and we're not going to mock them for it. We're actually encouraged by their ability to step into someone else's shoes for once. The professional class is finding itself wondering, maybe the Texas oil worker isn't a bigot. Maybe the Ohio truck driver with a Trump bumper sticker just likes his trade policies. What if the deplorable store clerk in Arkansas is tired of being robbed? What if we're the problem? What if our snobby attitudes, our exclusive tribes, and our globalist policies are damaging the working class and turning everybody off? Hey, it's Jesse Waters from Fox News Channel. Hope to see you at my Ag Night on November 2nd. It's going to be a night you will not want to miss.
And an afternoon. It starts in the afternoon and goes into a night because it's going to start at 4 o'clock. The ticket's available at myaglife.com/myagnight. It's going to be interesting. That's at the Ag Center there in Tulare. And I guess, Jason, being now, as I'm calling you, the Bill Graham of politics, I guess you expect it to sell out, right?
Absolutely. We're optimistic that we're going to have a great turnout. It's a one-of-a-kind event, and we're excited about all the interest that we're getting. And it's building more and more as we get closer and closer. So definitely don't want to miss out. You want to register today because we anticipate in selling out, and we will be cutting it off. So make sure that if this is an event that you want to be at, that you register right away.
You West Coast nut, you. That's the magazine, also Grape and Wine magazine. How do you have time, man? You are a busy man. When you say you were in ag, were you ever out on the tractor, or did you have boots on with a notepad in the front of a cab of a pickup truck? Ag. Wait, I always say there are people involved in ag that are never in the field. Where were you? A little bit of both?
Yeah. So my grandfather was a beekeeper, and I grew up in a farming community, and our family picked grapes every year. And, you know, my father picked grapes. And so and then I had a lot of people in the ag media space that also were good mentors and taught me the business. So I've worked every aspect of ag media throughout my life. I've walked World Ag Expo pretty much since I was old enough to walk, and worked every aspect of a trade show and a magazine. So it's just kind of been in my blood my whole life.
I think it's more DNA-ish.
Okay. Yeah. It's been
beekeeper, granddad, little kid. Did you ever get swarm stung? Did you ever like let them all on your arm? You know how the beekeepers do those things that freak us all out? Did your granddad ever do anything like that?
No, but you know what? My grandma put a shovel in my hand as early as she possibly could. So I grew up gardening, you know, and Sanger, and just being around an agriculture community, you know, learning from ag experts my whole life. And so it's like you said, it's just in my DNA, and it was a natural fit. So we've been doing this for, you know, we've been publishing West Coast Net for over 13 years, and we're one of the largest ag niche agencies in California. You know, West Coast Nut is kind of our flagship publication, but we have a great publication. We have a publication for crop consultants. We have several events that are for tree nuts and for crop consultants as well. And so, yeah, that's what we do, is we serve the ag community with great content and live events throughout the state of California.
Well, there's going to be a big one, and we are really fortunate to have big names like this and people pulling them in. November 2nd. Jesse Waters, Fox News, is going to be down there in Tulare. Go to myaglife.com/myagnight. Jason, good to meet you. Look forward to seeing more of you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
You betcha.